Yeah, Wine EVR, we're running down to the end of the program, but Just Blaze just came through.
Greetings.
What's up, black man?
You know, just keeping it black. keeping it brown skin.
Happy belated birthday, my brother.
Thank you, sir. Thank you.
My birthday's tomorrow, man. You know, we Capricorns, we special individuals, man.
You know, the birthday weekend was crazy. I mean, it wasn't even a weekend. It was like a week.
I know. What's up with that? My wife, Danielle's here. Danielle was snapping on you for having all these multiple birthdays.
You know what it was? It was, truth be told, I mean, I had a good time, don't get me wrong, but I was getting paid to have my birthday.
There you go. It was the first time you really went in that way?
Yeah. Like, okay. Normally, I'll have parties thrown for me, you know, or just something small.
Yeah.
A couple years, I didn't have anything. This year, it was like, you want to have your birthday party here? You got X amount of money. Word? All right, let's do it.
Yeah.
You know, like, Tammany was something I wanted to do.
Yeah. Okay, wait, now, what are you queuing up? You're queuing up the real Lord Knows instrumental. We're going to talk over that.
Like, yeah, well, so, but please.
Let's turn it down. Turn that down. Let's get a little silence for this. Let's see if we can really rock out with the real one.
Please.
Can I rhyme on this?
Please do. Go for it. You'll be the first rapper to
rhyme
on
the real one. For my birthday present,
one.
I'm going to have to do that. What if I just talk shit over it for tomorrow for my birthday?
Get your flex
and
on.
Send it
just
on.
Get your flex right on.
I say, you know what? I flex too much. I say my brother a lot. I listen back. I got to stop saying my brother. That's real flex. I'm like, Khaled, my brother.
No,
like,
you know, Khaled is heavy with that.
So Khaled wrote me in. Woo, look at that. So you hate when motherfuckers rhyme over the busted loops of this shit.
It almost makes me want to put it out because I'm like, I gave them the four bars inadvertently and they looped that up.
Yeah.
And it was cool. I was like, you know what? Some people, you know, we'll figure it out, whatever. But then it got to a point where everybody started rhyming on it, and it sounds terrible. And you missed this part right here. You missed the...
Yeah.
And that's where the soul comes in.
Oh, you know? See, they just looped that shit. You heard that? We got quiet for a second. You know, they looped it.
They'll get 2 seconds of that. But, you know, I'm just grateful to still be rocking.
So 2011, so you're not mad. I gave you second best beat. You know, they're trying to start beef with me and you, man. What's going on with that, man?
Yo, for me... Like I said,
this for the record, Danielle's here. Niggas in Paris was number one. Lord Knows was number two. Both phenomenal beats to change the game.
This was number two.
This is number two. Lord Knows.
Yeah. No, it's cool because
the Hit Boy gave you props, so you guys went a little back and forth.
Nah, he's cool. And really what it comes down to is I've been doing this since 90, making a living doing this since 97. I've been selling beats since 97.
Yep.
You look at the class of 97 or just whoever was popping right now, there's maybe one other name on that list that's still.
I won't say the names because I don't want to stir it up.
No, it's not even that. I mean, me and Kanye came out around the same time. Luckily, I didn't even hear him. He's got a bad cough, ladies and gentlemen. Me and Ye came out, our debut was on the same album.
Yes.
You know, and you know, other than that, it was the Harlem World album.
Yeah.
You look at everybody else who was popping at that time, there's very few. You know, Swiss is still here.
Yep.
And that's it. Anybody who came out around that era.
But do you feel like
I'm happy to still be here and still make relevant records and good records in 2012.
And this is your new off the transition. You know, you closed Baseline. You consider this like a new era of Just Blaze?
No, definitely. Because even after I had to resituate some business on the back end side. I had to, I'm sorry, it's old habit. I had to resituate things there. I had to resituate the workspace.
Yeah.
You know, and then once we did that, we had to just get back in the flow of things. It's not like you build a new studio and get to work two days later. There's kinks you got to work out. There's staffing. There's comfortability.
So when did it feel right? Ross came to Harlem and all of a sudden you just got fire again?
What I had been doing was just getting stuff ready. So I wasn't, people were calling me, but for the most part, I was just kind of putting them on hold.
Yeah, I remember that. When did it click in? When was it like, I'm back at work? I'm back doing me.
Probably a couple of months before I Love My Bitches. You know, but at that point, I was like, let me just get back to get used to making beats every couple of days.
Yeah.
You know, because I can't do it. One thing I wish I could, one thing with being so busy doing so many things now is I don't have time to make beats every day.
Yeah.
But I was at least trying to get back in that flow of at least 3-4 times a week just going in and working.
He's a reality show star now. You know this, right, Danny? He's a reality show star.
Yeah, you know, billboards.
I used to make reality shows. Now he's a reality show maker and a star out here.
Between that and
we really are talking over the fucking those instrumental,
fish
man.
And tissue.
Nigga.
Between that and doing, you know, the whole Master of the Mix thing. And don't forget, get those Master of the Mix bottles, by the way. I'm selling bottles. You get the if you get it though, it's kind of dope. If you get it and you scan the bottle with your phone, you get like 4 free beats, and you get interviews with me, Tony Touch, A-Track.
You didn't make Amber Rose cry anytime during the show, right?
No, I did not. Okay. Amber was super cool doing it the whole time.
Did she make you cry?
No, she didn't. she did not.
Just want to make sure.
Nah. She was actually, I didn't know what to expect, you know, because I had never met her before.
Yeah.
You know, we've seen each other in passing, but it was always
what
like,
up, nigga? What up, nigga?
Yeah.
She's a Philly chick.
Philly, Jersey. All right. You know, but by as time went on, it definitely became a very family-oriented thing. So that's the homie.
Okay. And then what's going on with Saigon, man? He's on a he's a maniac out here. He's putting songs out through MTV. He says he has a mixtape coming.
Yeah,
you're involved in it. Tell me what's
on
going
January
on.
24th. I'm hosting it for him.
Okay.
You know, he actually did a lot of it with this the dude, DJ Corbett. I forget exactly where he's from. He's from the Midwest somewhere.
Okay.
But he hooked up with him towards the end of finalizing the current version of Greatest Story Never Told.
Okay.
So they had a real good rapport, so they just started knocking out a lot of records. He's got one album left with Suburban Noise, so this is kind of the prelude to that.
Okay. So you're just hosting it?
Yeah, I'm just hosting it. You got to hold your peoples there.
Yeah, no doubt.
You know what I mean? Whatever.
But it felt good
can.
To finally get that out, right? To at least let him get off and running.
That was my thing. For me, it was like, I made my money 8 years ago, 7 years ago. It wasn't about that. It was just like, let me do what I got to do to help him get his final, or not his final, but his first album out.
Yeah.
After so many years.
What, 5 years, right?
To get about 5 years.
And he got it out the way he wanted it to be.
Exactly.
You know?
He didn't have to sacrifice anything. The album pretty much is the album that was originally created, you know, a long time ago. So I was just happy to help him out. You know what I mean?
So what's going on in 2012? Give me some secret, man.
Oh, man.
Who you in a lab with,
man? I'm in a lab with...
Danielle's album?
Say something. I never say anything.
We have birthday cupcakes. They have a lot of sugar in it, man. We might get you to reveal some things, man.
I'm working on something collaborative with someone.
Does that person sing or rap?
That person does a lot of things.
Do they scat? Okay.
They don't scat. Somebody hit me trying to ask me if one of the executive produced a scat album the other day. And the only thing I could think of was really nasty porn.
Easy now. The wife's here, man. Easy
no, I'm just
now.
Saying. I'm like, scat? Oh,
this guy DJ'd our wedding, and he's out here talking crazy.
Oh, scat. But it is scat. That kind of scat. All right, never mind. No, I can't help it. But no.
All right, but you're knocking things out of Harlem. You're not just up in there. You're not up in there bullshit fooling around. You make the records
now. We actually just started the first song last night.
Okay.
The thing's going to be, whatever it is, wait, let me put it to you like this. It's going to be a short project.
Okay.
5-6 songs.
Okay.
Because he signed to a major, we don't know which lane we're going to take with putting
good.
It out.
This is finally getting good now. It's like an incredible hip-hop puzzle.
Yeah, I mean, we have that.
The geeks are going to fucking go crazy trying to figure this out.
I have. I also have a new artist that I'm working with that I'm kind of helping out. Kid named On Q. We spoke about him briefly. He's from from Brooklyn.
We just talking over the beat. You got another rare beat you could play?
Hold on, I might have another one.
Can we blow a candle? Danny, why don't you get on mic and say hi to everybody?
Yeah, why don't you get on mic while I look for this beat?
Hi, Danny.
How
are you?
Are you about to blow out your candles right now?
Pause, Do I say pause after that? You are my wife, though. Okay, now.
I don't like that phrase.
Okay, forget pause.
I don't like that phrase.
Forget pause.
That phrase is
anti-pause.
Not.
And we got like 3 minutes left, man. This has been a crazy show, man. I want to thank Common for calling.
Right now, Elliot. This is
Common
real.
For calling. I want to thank my man from Roc Nation, the new artist, K. Cope, reached out.
Oh, is that what that is?
Yeah, Manili made him call in. I was like, Manili made the power call. You know, I got to respect that.
OG
Manili made the call. And then your man DJ Khaled checked in, man. He's not mad either. He was number two also. I made I'm on one number two, and I'm
I
a boss
no
number
comment
one.
On your choices of records.
Billboard does not agree or endorse the sign.
Billboard doesn't. Danielle doesn't. I called my sister. She doesn't. Janice Parker doesn't.
They're all mad.
Everybody's mad.
And I'm so glad I get to wake up tomorrow. And not worry about a goddamn rap list and stuff. Because these internet kids.
A rap list. That's
these internet
BS.
Kids are driving me crazy,
the dream
man.
All week.
Just what you got, man. What you got,
all
Just?
Week.
Uh-oh. It's a different version? No. You don't put no instrumentals out, man. You're like Tyler the Creator, man. You don't put no instrumentals out. What's going on with that?
There you go, boy. It's marvelous. It's wonderful. It's amazing.
Keep talking. Everybody knows you can rap. Come on, quick, give me a little birthday rap, man.
Birthday
give me a birthday rap for me, man.
Oh,
you're my
man.
Friend, man.
All right, hold on.
Yellow nigga.
I can't really hear the beat.
He's on
can
the
I,
trigger.
Can I get a little bit more of the beat?
He's 41.
He's 41.
His punks is done.
He's 41. The opposite is 14. He's
Woo!
So clean. I seen his boots. They looking mean.
Oh, yes, sir.
Like your teacher in eighth grade.
Yes.
I got played because I had a kid play fade.
Spider-Man jacket.
You can't flack it. I mean, you can't smack it. I climb up the buildings. Lord willing, Lord knows. I'm still chilling. I don't sniff blow.
Ain't bringing the dreads back.
Never. The dreads were not clever. That was a mistake, like wearing shorts in that below 20 degree weather.
Ain't bringing the pounds back.
Bringing the round wrap. I get around that. I get clowns smacked.
Woo! That's a lot of nice and bass line.
So doubt that.
I heard you wrote Owen Sparks rhymes. Was that true?
No, I didn't. I wrote a couple of people's rhymes, but I I can never say who. Yeah, I'm sworn to secrecy.
The Rockefeller statute of limitation law is passed,
man. Oh,
man. Passed, man.
I didn't write any Rockefeller.
What are we doing a tell-all novel, man?
In like 10 years.
You ready?
When like
you got to reveal your love life and all that, too.
Oh, God.
The starlets, all that, man.
When, no.
Listen, not the starlets?
After a couple people die, as a couple of them, you know, well, eventually, one day, you know, unfortunately, it's a cycle of life.
Yo, we're about to end the show like Stretching Bobbito, man. No song. We're just talking out. We got 40 seconds.
Just wrap it out.
This is some hip hop shit. Let's wrap it out. Ready, Just?
Oh my, you still?
It's a Just.
How
it's
about
the mic I bust.
You run.
I like Frank Ocean's song Dust. You know what I mean? That's on the album.
It's on the album.
And I salvum.
And I salvum.
A salvum.
And I'm housing like EPMD.
Blowing out the cupcakes.
They call me
a mistake.
Trapper Just MD.
Woo. Rap radar's the
lick. I leave your beat tape empty.
Woo.
So don't tempt me.
Yo, thank you everybody for coming out, man. Straight up and down, man.
Yo, EV Radio.
EVR, baby.
EVR. Woo. What you calling it? Keep
it thorough.
You gotta
come again. Keep it thorough. You like that, right? Queens, baby.
I'll keep it. I'll come earlier next time.
All right, Just.
Yeah, you know, and that's that, and we out.
All right, my dude. Peace out.
Yo.
EVR.